Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We are going to break down the Jared Goff trade. It was also included Matthew Stafford and two first-round picks. I'll tell you my reaction and break it down all for you. And then we're also going to go to the NBA. The Wizards have been not really a fan favorite team to watch out for. It's mostly Bradley Beal, but are we a little bit afraid when we saw the Brooklyn Nets lose last night to the Washington Wizards in a final of 149-146 at the buzzer by Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal? Should we be scared or worried is better, probably the better word for this. Should we be worried for the Nets after that loss? I'll break it down all for you, all coming up on Finn Sports Spin. Also, make sure to check out the finsportsspin.com, the website. We got What's Next series where I break down the teams, try to fix them. I make cuts, I make trades, I sign free agents, also do a little mock draft is kind of what it is, and all while staying over the salary cap into the positive numbers. So make sure to check that out on Finn Sports Spin. But that is all coming up on Finn Sports Spin right now. Matthew Stafford trade and the Brooklyn Nets versus Washington Wizards game. Okay, welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. We got Matthew Stafford trade breakdown and Brooklyn Nets versus Washington Wizards game, breaking all of that down. So let's start off with the Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford trade. Let's start off with what the Lions give. The Lions give just Matthew Stafford straight up. The Rams give up Jared Goff, a first rounder, I believe it's just one, and a 2022 third round pick. So I'll tell you this. I don't think Matthew Stafford is worth two first round picks and a third rounder. I think Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford makes more sense. I think maybe the third rounder you could add in just for fun, but this is not a smart move by the Rams because with the cap situation, since I've been doing a lot of stuff with the cap situation with the What's Next series, know that the Rams are at -$31 million right now, which is not good. And adding Matthew Stafford just adds on to that. They're at -$32 million, which isn't that good either. On the other hand, the Lions are pretty much in good salary cap, but Jared Goff frees up $1 million in space for them. But I'm just looking at this and giving up first-round picks for Matthew Stafford is a little over the top. I do think Stafford is better than Goff. He's been having an amazing career. When Stafford is healthy, he plays lights out. So this is the thing that I like when I see Stafford and compared to Goff is that Stafford can play outstanding like he did this season, 26 touchdowns. He had that one versus Atlanta, which we all know they choked, and passing it to TJ Hockenson. It was a great pass for over 4,000 yards passing this season, only 10 interceptions. So you can see the numbers. He looks good when he's healthy. Jared Goff, on the other hand, he just doesn't have a great season. This in the regular season, he almost threw for 4,000 yards. He had 20 touchdowns, both basically the same besides the touchdowns, and then also had more interceptions. He had 13, and you could really can't compare the receivers on both teams, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, compared to Marvin Jones and Kenny Golladay. But really, the team that has the better receivers, it's going to be up to you. I think the Lions do. I think the receivers they have are pretty similar in how good they are, but the skill sets are different. So that's really the difference between the receivers part. But I think Stafford, he's going to be put in a better situation than Goff because both wide receivers for the Lions are free agents this year and probably are not going to resign them because then they're going to go underneath the salary cap, which isn't very good. And I think that Goff putting him in that situation, but they do have that first round pick, the Lions do. They could spend it on a receiver, but really Goff is getting put in the worst situation. Really what they have in Detroit is running backs, TJ Hockenson, and then their only receiver is going to be probably whoever they draft. because they're not going to pick between Galladay and Jones. You just got to go with it and pick a receiver. And then on the Rams side, Stafford's getting thrown in, where the Rams don't have, they've had 7 straight years, if this keeps happening, with no first round picks, which is crazy. And then their receivers are a lot better than what Lions are probably going to have. Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp both signed to 5-year deals, which I believe they start doing this year. And then they also have Cam Akers, who's probably going to be up and rising star for the Rams. They have a really good defense with Aaron Donald, Jalen Ramsey, both really good players. So I think Matthew Stafford going to the Rams won this trade, but teams-wise, the Lions won this trade fair and square, but Stafford got put into the best situation, so he wins, and I think Jared Goff also wins this. And some teams that also that are not in this trade that win this trade are the 49ers, because they don't get Matthew Stafford, and I think they're have a sign of relief that they don't get Stafford. Also, Washington football team should have a relief that they don't have to go after the large contract of Matthew Stafford. Some other teams, probably Philadelphia, because then they don't have to swap Carson Wentz for Matthew Stafford if that trade even was going to happen. Green Bay should also be really have a sign of relief, same as the Patriots, so they all don't have to tack on that big contract. But really, Matthew Stafford and the Lions are winners, even though Stafford is now a LA Ram. Now let's go over to the association, the NBA. Here we got the Brooklyn Nets taking on the Washington Wizards. As I said in the preview before this episode, the Wizards won 149-146 in stunning fashion. It was really crazy. I'll tell you what happened. With less than 10 seconds, Bradley Beal dribbled it down the court. He had, from a little bit behind the arc, which is the three-point line, shot it over a defender, made the three-pointer. Then the Brooklyn Nets go into pass. Garrison Matthews of the Washington Wizards steals the ball. He dribbles it out to the three-point line in the top of the screen, if you're watching, if you were to see it on a TV, passes it out to the corner to Russell Westbrook, who nails a three to make the lead 147-146. Then it was the Brooklyn Nets. They missed a wide open layup. Kyrie Irving also, when he was out of bounds, he moved, which you're not allowed to run in place, I believe is the rule. Passed it, missed the layup. The Wizards got fouled. They add on 2 more points. The Wizards win in stunning fashion. But our real question is, are you concerned with the Nets? And this one, I'm not really concerned. The reason why I'm not really concerned is because they didn't have James Harden in this game. Imagine if James Harden was in this game. That's another 30 points you're adding on. If anything, some of the other players are going to get lower points, but that's 30 points you're really missing out there with James Harden not being there. And the player that really took on that 30 points was really Joe Harris, the small forward. He was ultimately outstanding, 30 points on the game. Joe Harris played for 32 minutes. He put on a game, making three-pointer after three-pointer. His three-point percentage was 61%, making 8 out of 13. It seemed like a lot more when I was watching this game. And really, he is going to have to step up, Joe Harris. If he can keep having this game, they're going to be amazing. But then it was for the Wizards, Bradley Beal finished the game with, let's see, how much did he finish with? Bradley Beal finished with 37 points, keeping his streak alive. Because the reason why I was a little suspect about what his score was is because he only had 11 points in the first half. Yeah, in the first half, he only had 11 points is, I believe, what it was. Yeah, Bradley Beal only 11 points for playing 19 minutes, and then 3 assists. And then in the second half, this is where he really puts on a show for everybody. He had 26 points in the second half, Russell Westbrook putting on a show too, finishing with 41. This is what the Wizards need to see. This is the team that they need to play with. If they can show up every night like what they just did last night, they're gonna be a winning team. And Russell Westbrook, if he can put up this amount of points and play as this good, share the ball and do everything what he's done, they're going to win basketball games. They had he had eight assists, almost another triple-double because he got 10 rebounds, a double-double on the game. But they're going to need these players to step up, which they have been doing. This team has been hit by COVID. They had a lot of players coming back from players, including Mortiz Wagner, Davis Bertans, I believe was another one, and then rookie Denny Avdija, who had 2 points on the game, which probably needs to up that, but they had a couple guys coming back, and the team really played good, and they're gonna, if they can keep playing this way and come back and just win games, the Wizards are going to win basketball games. Now, let's tell you a little bit more about the scores from last night, too, and give you some standings. The Knicks lost last night, 129-115. Kawhi Leonard had 28 points, Julius Randle 27, both expected to be an all-star most likely. The Nuggets had won 128-117, stopping the Jazz from trying to get that 15-game winning streak. The Jazz really got blown up in this game, especially by the Joker, Nikola Jokic. 47 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists, on the night, going to 12-8. Jazz get their 5th loss of the season. Pacers lose to 76ers. This game was a really tight game. Malcolm Brogdon had a night, 25 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. Then let's go over to Toronto, where they're not actually playing Toronto, but they beat the Magic 115-102. Pascal Siakam, 30 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, finishing with a double-double. Then the Cavaliers lost to the Timberwolves, which seems like could have been an easy win, but guess what? Anthony Edwards, the number one pick, had 23 points. Andre Drummond finishing with 25 points, 22 rebounds, and 4 assists. Seems like every single day now we're seeing players getting 22 rebounds. But now I'm going to preview the games for tonight. We got a ton of them in store. We got the Lakers taking on the Hawks. This one's going to be a great game, I really believe. That this is going to be a great game. This is going to be two really competitive teams. And I really feel like if you guys are watching, if you have this game live on your TV, watch it. This one's going to be a very tight game. And then we got the Hornets taking on the Heat. This one, Heat should win it, but the Hornets are really coming off strong. Gordon Hayward averaging 24 points a game, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists, all averaging for a game. Bam Adebayo, 20 points a game. They're going to need to step up. Then at your 8 o'clock time, we got the Bucks taking on the Trailblazers. Here, the Trailblazers sitting at 10-8, Bucks sitting at 11-8. Here, I expect Damian Lillard to have a great game, averaging 30 points, which is, I believe, 4th in the league. And then we got the Bucks on the other hand. Giannis Antetokounmpo really averaging – he's really playing good. He's averaging 28 points a game, and he's playing incredible. And then we got the Kings taking on the Pelicans. Pelicans really – are a team that are looking that trade destination type of team. J.J. Redick has been a big one, and he's going to need to step up for this game. And Zion Williamson has been another huge part with 24 points a game. De'Aaron Fox, Marvin Bagley, they're going to have to step up for the Kings, who I really feel like are going to be a team on the rise in at least a couple of years. Then we got the Rockets and Thunder. Rockets sitting at 9-9. Christian Wood averaging 24 points a game. John Wall is going to have to be the player that he normally is, at least with the Rockets, that is. And then the Thunder, on the other hand, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 22 points is he's averaging. And they're playing better than expected, 8-10. Way to go. Then we got the Suns taking on the Mavericks. the Suns right now are 10-8. I feel like they should be doing better. Mavericks 8-12. But here, Luka Doncic and Devin Booker are going to have to be playing hard and playing good. Then we got the 8:30 time. We got the Grizzlies Spurs, DeMar DeRozan averaging 20 points a game. Expect the Spurs to have a really good game here. And then the Pistons taking on the Nuggets. Nuggets expect a big win. The Joker is going to have a great game, and I think he's going to. So that was the game's preview tonight. We got the Brooklyn. Are they still a contender? I still think so. Then Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford trade, I gave my opinion. So thank you for watching. Make sure to check out finsportspin.com. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.